There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Paul Feinbaum has made his return to ESPN, despite his political leanings to the right.
He's been on for a while.
Yeah, well, yeah, that he got back this week.
That was the biggest story.
He was on for a while.
But I don't like seeing him that much. Do you like him?
No.
He's all right. I like him on SEC Network. It's fine.
Yeah.
I always felt like they're trying to jackhammer him onto these other shows. Do this good thing and get Perkins on. Like Kendrick Perkins, get McAfee, Ryan Clark.
Josh just get Josh Pate on.
Just get, no, I like the standards in the morning. The Kendrick Perkins, Ryan Clark, Dan Orlovsky. Just keep the same four guys rolling in constantly. Tim Legler occasionally.
Who's the guy that Dell likes to watch dance?
Oh, Harry Allen. Harry Douglas. Yeah.
Harry Douglas, yeah.
That boy, yeah. Bad. Remember that? And he does other little dances and stuff.
Has he been on this season?
Yeah. He was doing That Boy Bad just the other day.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. And then Mike Tannenbaum was doing it, and all of them. It was great.
Let's do it on this show.
It was awesome. You want to do it?
Go ahead.
What do y'all want to do that?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not doing it. It's embarrassing.
Let's pick at 8:10 exactly. You call in to 713-780-3776, and the fourth caller is going
to
be...
Gets to do That Boy Bad with us.
Gets to do that and play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Beat the Warehouse Live Guy, for those of you who don't know, Justin, the Warehouse Live Guy, picks five games. You pick five games. And if you beat the Warehouse Live Guy, you get a limo and four tickets to a big game. So that is out there. At 8:10 exactly, you are going to call in. All right? It's just we got a minute away or so. So we will do that at 8:10 exactly, 713-780-3776. And a reminder, Thursday, oh, my gosh, what is the Thursday? What is today Greek Salad Day at Damaris? Huh? Today is a big day. Oh, no, it's steak night. Steak, baked potato. Watching games at Damaris tonight. You got football on. You got baseball on. This is a huge, huge day. You got all these, and you get
it's
this
a big
steak.
Day for our country.
It really is.
Steak night, baked potato. You got football, and then you got also baseball.
It's a great ribeye, by the way. Great ribeye. I might even
it's the best
go
in the
do
city,
that.
John.
I might go do that. I might go do that tonight. Watch the games. So get on over to the Maris Barbecue.
I might go do that.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I don't want him to put Greek seasoning on my steak, though.
Oh, the seasoning? They season it really well, dude.
But he's not putting
Yanni told you on the commercial, we season it well.
Yeah, it's the best in the city, John. We season it well.
Right.
I was also told.
We get a big kick out of the Yanni commercial service.
I was also told that because it's not your place, you don't mind giving it away.
I don't mind giving it away.
And then the guys laughed and they kept it in the commercial.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite spots.
If I had
you're a bad person. You are bad.
I just told you it's one of my favorite spots. How am I a bad person?
Because you're a bad person.
I don't know why. I just complimented.
Okay. That's a client, and we do not make fun of clients.
I'm not making fun of clients.
No matter you called clients that they have gay bars for restaurants.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
No matter how stupid Yanni is,
see,
we don't make fun of clients.
I'm not making fun of clients. Okay. I said it's one of my favorite spots.
Billy Brown, terrible golfer, the worst golfer, legally blind in one eye.
At least he shoots like that on the course, like he's blind.
But also, go to Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
I never said legally blind. You're the one that's brought that up, not me.
The commercial. Remember the video where the girl goes, did you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
I'm legally blind. You never saw that meme where there was a girl who was arrested for doing something illegal, like she was stealing or whatever, and she's getting into a cop car, and she's like, you can't arrest me. I'm legally blind.
I'll go find it. It's great.
It's great. It's like 10 years old. And legally blind is one of the best. You can use it all the time. Not for any real reason, but see, I'm legally blind video. There it is.
So, Damaris for both of you tonight as you watch Thursday Night Football?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
And also, you coming? You
guys no, it'll be fun for you.
Wait, you got to come.
Not really, because I got to get up earlier to set up for East River 9 tomorrow. But
we are going to East River 9.
Yeah, tomorrow. We're going to be there.
You're going to bring your clubs and play?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I am. I've never played
that. It's really – it's a cool track.
Do they have chains?
They don't have any chains. No.
Chains.
That would be – a par three course would actually be good to throw some – because they have mixed-use parks sometimes where they do the disc golf, and then they have a huge hole where you can kick a soccer ball in there too. You can do disc golf, but like on the course you can do soccer ball. And if they could do all three, soccer ball
– golf and disc
or
golf?
Or golf, disc golf, what an incredible country this would be if we could do that. No, I'm looking forward to it. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah. It is.
I hope the weather's more like this morning than yesterday morning. It was a little, the weather was not so humid. It was better. Last couple of days been hot, boy. I was out there on T-shirt yesterday.
Yesterday was great. Yesterday was great. We were playing. We had a good time. Had a bunch of Coors Lights. Bunch of Coors Lights yesterday. It was a great day. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. If you want to hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. So, 8:11. It's already 8:11. It's already time to take a break. My goodness, can't get into stuff.
Not yet.
Well, okay. Only if we want to be on time.
Right. Well, can we acknowledge that the Kevin Durant era started, even though it was preseason? But I'll bet you their ratings were pretty good. I knew a lot of people who were excited about watching Kevin Durant with the Rockets.
And he didn't disappoint.
No.
7 for 10.
That's the thing. Shooting doesn't go away. Athleticism goes away. If your game's based on athleticism, you will have a precipitous drop very, very quickly. If your game's based on shooting, you can play a lot longer, provided you stay healthy. Ray Allen played a long, long time. Shooters can play long. They can play late.
And he got into a back and forth with Utah Jazz rookie Ace Bailey. Pretty much said, you're new here. Stop talking. Sit your ass down at the free throw line. Ace Bailey had a good game yesterday, but he can shoot the basketball too. But Kevin Durant.
Oh, I remember the think pieces when Ace Bailey had a bad first summer league game. Oh, I must type this. I've got to write this. I need to do a 30-second TikTok video on Ace Bailey and what a disaster Ace Bailey is.
Well, it all started summer draft league. Night. Remember?
Yes.
Remember that story where he was not going to go to the Jazz.
Go there, so
turns out Ace Bailey said, "Hey, the Jazz said I could take a day with my family before I made the trip. I'll be there."
Yeah, I mean,
everyone relax.
He's immature, and he didn't play well his first couple summer league games, and it was. I remember when Reed Sheppard was summer league king, and then it didn't.
Now he's one of the sorry people.
he's one of the best teams in the NBA.
Who was that wide receiver, John, for the Houston Texans back in like 11? Who was always a preseason camp all pro? I need to go to the Twitch.
Not Will Fuller.
No. Remember there was Starling or there was a wide receiver. You remember who it was.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, this is the year. This is the year. He is in camp. He is killing it. What was that guy's name? Come on, Twitch. Say his name.
They will. Twitch will help you out. Twitch helped you out with some information about the guy that was waiting outside this morning for Melissa.
Oh, that was terrible. That was awful for you people to say that.
Have you guys heard of this guy, Ruben Dominguez, from the Aggies?
Texas A&M Aggies?
Texas A&M basketball?
No.
Apparently, he shoots 90% from three. He's made 73 or 74 threes in a row.
Thank you. Zach Emmons is listening.
What did he say?
Former Texans media relations guy, Lestargine.
That's right.
It was Lestargine. That's exactly who it was.
Yep.
That's exactly who it was. Lestargine.
He was a
for those who've watched training the Texans a while. You, oh my god! Every I bought in too.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you got to see Lestargine. Have you seen Lestargine? yeah. I don't think we need to worry about who's playing opposite Andre anymore. Lestargine's got this. Every year I bought the Lestargine hype.
No, guys, for real. This year, like last year, I think the stage is too bright for him. The lights are too bright. But Lestar Jean now? Are you kidding me? In fantasy football, you better be drafting Lestar Jean in the late rounds. Never. Never
over anything. Maybe not over-under, but guess total number of receptions in Lestar Jean's career.
In his career.
Oh,
his
my
career.
God. Four? Any?
I'm going to go.
No, more than that. Probably 11? I don't even know where he played.
Besides okay, I'll
here.
Go over four.
He had four in one season and six in the other.
I see.
So ten, I had 11, yeah.
10 total receptions in his career.
Not a waste of a draft
pick. 37 right now. He could still potentially
play. Feels unlikely.
Play.
Feels unlikely. Yeah. But, yeah, Lestar Jean out Lestar. Of Florida Athletic.
Florida Atlantic.
Got himself double-digit receptions.
40-yard dash time.
Four, got 10. He's got 10 more than you.
By the way, I was looking up his combine numbers, all those pro day numbers. 4.6, 5.40. That might be why he was undrafted. He ran like a slow linebacker.
Let's break 713-780. Anyway, this Ruben Dominguez guy, we have to watch for him.
Why?
Dude
Why?
Shoots 90% from three.
Well, I looked up his Spanish numbers about? When he played in Spain.
He will break records here.
90% from three is what you're saying.
Well, that's what he shoots in practice.
Well,
he said they say he makes 73, 74 in a row.
What?
In a row. Yes.
Where did you hear this from?
I heard this.
Foxy?
He said, and they were asking him. He was at the podium.
Oh, who's their basketball coach? I can't remember. Because Buzz is gone.
Yeah, Buzz went to Maryland. No one knows. It's
somebody who specializes in Spanish three-point shooting.
I was yesterday old when I found out Will Hardy was the coach of Utah.
I've known that for a while. Bucky McMillan's the head coach at A&M. I knew that for a while with Will Hardy because he's always the guy NBA, like, media and podcasters always feel bad for because they think he's a good coach, but Utah doesn't want to win. So they're like, yeah, you know, Will Hardy's in a really tough spot. He's gotten an extension even though they're not winning because, hey, man, we know what we're doing to you here. Okay. Here, throw some cash at you.
Oh, he's their Bo Porter?
Except they like him.
Oh. So, well, I think Bo was likable.
Well, except Utah wants him around.
But Will Hardy won't be around if they win.
Bo is literally a sacrificial
Will Hardy
man,
is there like. Until, you know, they get the lottery luck
that's right.
they want. But
Bo
no,
Hardy.
If they would have got the lottery luck that they haven't been able to get so far, they might have tried to accelerate the process. But they're still waiting on that, hey, we're going to be awful and then wind up with number one overall pick. This time it's for DeBanza. They're going to be bad again and hope DeBanza's waiting for
By
him.
The way, so Dominguez did you 40% last year at Bilbao Liga in their Liga. So he was, I mean, he played professionally last year. And he's playing at A&M now.
Yeah.
So he shot 40% from three. The year before, 25%. Well, it wasn't the year before. It's 2021. So I don't know what he did between 21 and 24.
He started shooting. He started shooting well.
Apparently.
How old is he?
He's 22.
Okay.
He's a 22-year-old sophomore.
Got it.
Hey, you know what you should do on underdog? Take
higher. Well, if they list it, I don't know if they'll have him or not, but they have college basketball stats. When University of Houston played, I looked, and they had stats for five different players.
Higher.
So Underdog Fantasy has they have stats for everything. If I open it up right now, I know I'll get my Thursday Night Football. But they'll have baseball in here just in the lobby. And I can look up individual games as well. Right off the bat, here's Saquon Barkley, 84.5 rush yards. He has not been going there. Like, I'm not going to do that. Jackson Dart, 178.5 yards. I'm probably going to pass on Jackson Dart stats. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown. I'm going to go higher on A.J. Brown's receptions. You know what? Squeaky wheel gets a grease. It's 4.5 receptions. I'm going higher. And see, that's how you do this with Underdog Fantasy. You download the app, use promo code Lance on your first deposit. Once you make that, you know, once you make that deposit, once you play your first $5, you're going to get $100 in bonus funds and entries. And this is a great opportunity for you to take their money, use it against them, and make more money with your sports knowledge and analyze how you think the games are going to go. And then you make your decisions on higher or lower on stats. You can cross over different sports. You can do college. You can do WNBA basketball, baseball, and NFL football all together on the same entry if you want. Or when you're in the when you're in your lobby, look for their profit boost because they have a ton of different profit boosts, which is basically just improving the amount of money that you will win if you hit your picks. Pick between two and six players. You win 500 times your original play. So many different ways to win, but you have to play to win. So it's completely legal in the state of Texas, and it's real money. Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore HTML for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now you see why I said I'm legally blind.
Yeah. So,
I showed him that video.
So I'm sitting there with my buddy, and he got a call from his school. They're recruiting a basketball player. And they said, "Hey, will you pitch in $70,000?"
I'm not pitching in $70 right now.
We're getting, you know, a bunch of guys together. Everybody throws in $70,000 so we can get this kid to the basketball program. And that would be just for 1 year. You get no NIL. You get no access to the kid. He's not going to do any commercials for you.
He just wants money directly into his
account. But that's everybody done.
Is this really what college sports was supposed to be?
It's not even.
It could have been done so much better.
Yeah, so much better. It should be.
You're going to alienate alumni.
It should be. You get paid for whatever promotion you're doing using your name, image,
and likeness.
It's not just a payday, but that's what it is. It's just a payday.
And that's actually what you're talking about is illegal. And that's why they have the.
But it's the reality of what it is right now.
Well, I know, but what you're talking about is doing it under the table. So don't say who your friend is.
Well, no, but you're going to report what he's getting.
No, you can't. It has to come from the athlete. So here's how it works now. It must come from the athletic department for rev share. Anything beyond that is an NIL deal that must clear the clearinghouse. And the clearinghouse will look at what's this amount for. The only way they can do that is to pay under the table.
Or put the money into the clearinghouse and then pay the kid. Yeah, that's what.
Clearinghouse.
There's all kinds of. There are all of these. We'll ask our good friend from A&M about this because you got to generate the money.
Where's the money coming from? The money, the revenue is from the TV deals and all that. You don't just put money into an account. It now has to come from revenue generated from athletic programs. That's where the rev share is. Beyond that, because this was all explained to me by the guy at the rev. He used to be at the Washington.
There are all kinds of consortiums of fan bases that put in money towards that.
In the collective.
But they've changed it. You must have NIL deals now. It must be rental. They don't just hand out money anymore.
Well,
if you do, I'm telling you on my kids.
What is Bryce? How is he giving $5 million worth of
who?
Bryce Underwood.
Well, that happened before they codified everything, right? Bryce Underwood's deal came about?
June or July 16th deadline, where now everything must be rev share. It all changed July 16th. So rev share and then NIL deals. They're two separate things. And so you'll get whatever you get with rev share, and the team can determine how much they give you for the revenue share. But that comes from revenue generated. Beyond that, it's NIL, and you must do real NIL deals. So we know it can be a bullcrap thing, but your buddy, whoever they want to get, if that's an NIL deal, there has to be something that you show. And there's thousands of these that this clearinghouse is looking at. And that's what they're pissed off about is they need more employees to look at this. And they have to say, yes, this counts or no. And the guy I talked to, he's good friends with McCool, one of his best friends. So I sat down. We were at Riel, and I had dinner with him. He came over from the Washington Nationals. Oh, boy, he said the Nationals are a mess. Yeah. Behind the scenes, a mess. But he left there to go to this place, and he was explaining it to me. He said, sometimes we'll get a deal, and it looks like this isn't a real deal. And they'll tell him, do you have any money left under your rev share? Then you need to push this to a rev share deal because we're going to have to say no on NIL, or you're going to have to reconfigure your rev share. So it's one of the things they've done actually that's good is they've said rev share is how you can decide our quarterback's going to get $5 million, a running back's going to get, you know, a linebacker's going to get $400,000. You can mix and match that money however you want, but $22 million I think it's $22 million is the highest, or $16.5 million for, I think it's $22 million for all of college, for all your programs, and I think it's $16.5 million for football. And then because Concepcion got a huge payday, but A&M had to pay it off before June. They had to come up with real cash. I was told this from A&M. They had to come up with real cash to pay all these guys off before all their deals had to get paid before July 16th. And then they had to hope the players stayed and actually played, because they're being paid for the next year, but you're paying them all in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were really worried that guys were going to leave. So now the NIL, you have to go through this clearinghouse to say this is a real NIL deal. But what I was told was we'll just have under the – it's just going to go back to
–
now we have rev share, NIL, and under the table.
It's
payments.
What it is. Yep. It is what it is.
It's never going to change.
It's never going to change.
Because there's no teeth. Yep. Remember when you used to be no bowl games, no playoff – well, no TV?
Right.
Remember that? University of Houston got in trouble?
Yep.
They couldn't be on TV. Andre Ware – some of you don't know this. Andre Ware won a Heisman Trophy, and he was never on TV. Never on TV the year he won the Heisman Trophy. We couldn't watch them. We just saw the stats, and we're like, holy crap. University of Houston was never on TV that year. They were banned from television for Bill Yeoman stuff that went on. And it used to be the NCAA had real punishments. Can you imagine if you get caught paying under the table, you don't go to the college football playoffs. You're banned from the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Would that have some teeth?
Yeah, that would, except they don't have any. There's no
balls.
There's no, yeah.
Well, frankly, they're worried about taking money away from these organizations.
Well, God forbid you do it to an Alabama or a Georgia or whatever.
Yeah.
The SEC will just say, all right, we're starting our own league.
That's what I'm saying. They've lost all their power.
Because
the NCAA used to fear them, and it was like, you would cheat, but just know if you cheat. By the way, Josh Pate's going to join us at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk a little bit about this. He's on right now at ESPN, but don't turn it there.
No.
Just stay right here. But, yeah, can you imagine if you said, listen, if you do this, if you guys cheat, we're doing rev share, we're paying players, we got it all out there. NIL, we give you so many opportunities to pay players. If you cheat after that, you're not going to – we'll kick you out of college football playoffs or bowl games for 2 years. Then maybe some teams would say, let's play within the rules.
Yep.
But right now, for what? For
nobody. Who? Let's get Biscuit in here. This Kyren Lacy story took a twist yesterday. So let's get him in here.
Biscuit may not even know that.
Biscuit, what's going on?
What's up, my brother? Before I get to Kyren Lacy, man, Lance, you brought up the memories, man. I remember we used to be in the dome, man. And them games used to last about 6 hours, man. All the pass plays, Chase on the throw, man. We'd be in there drinking beers, fall asleep, and wake up and still in the third quarter.
Dude,
man.
The Texas game where they beat Texas like 40-20 or 60-20 or whatever, when Johnny Jackson had 3 pick sixes. That game lasted, I think it lasted 5 hours. Because remember, the clock always stopped in college football. Only recently did they change it. Those games would last an eternity for those running short games.
Games last forever, man. But let me get to this Kyren Lacy thing, man. And you know I'm in the Brown Army, man, and I'm out here on the road all the time. And I'm trying to figure out how to police. Okay, you telling me he's 100 yards down the other way, and he's passing somebody, but there's a truck going toward him, and you behind him, and then you jump across the line and hit somebody head on, and you not in fault? That's how is it possible to even go across the line? Nobody's supposed to go there. If you wanted to avoid hitting a truck in front of you or whatever, you're supposed to go to the right.
To the left. Yeah, I mean, look, and I hate to...
head-on traffic.
Right, that person's dead, so I don't want to speak ill of him, but, I mean, it doesn't make... We know it happened, we saw it, but it doesn't make sense that if you have oncoming traffic to the left and you're in the right-hand lane, you're the lane you're supposed to be in, why would you not just veer to the right? You know what I mean? Like, just as a driver, why veer into oncoming traffic? And listen, Kyren Lacy was oncoming, and that's why they went left. But I don't know from a driving standpoint why you don't go right. But that's just neither here nor there.
And then, Lance, if you're saying I've had to do that because the vehicle in front of me break, so what if I'm telling you right now, John, if I'm in an accident and I say I had to veer because I had to brake, because they're going to say I was falling too close. Your follow distance wasn't far enough. That's the problem. It's not him way 100 yards down the
right,
field.
But, I mean.
You have to have a proper following distance.
That's all true.
So you can break and not hit somebody.
But they were breaking because there was a car coming. Kyron was not supposed to be in that lane passing. It was a two-lane. Well, yeah, I get what you're saying, but what he was doing was illegal, too.
Right. But what I'm saying to you, John, it wasn't the guy that he was about to hit. It was the car behind him. Now, if you were the car in front of him, maybe you could say that. But you were the car behind him. And you jumped because you didn't want to hit the back of him, and you went across the line. It's unbelievable, man. You can't
it's
do
sad.
Stuff like
I
that,
think
man.
if he wouldn't have been in a hurry, if Kyron would have just been driving regular, this would all be regular, and he would have. And it's sad that it got to that. Sad that he took his own life. His life just spiraled after this. I think he made a mistake. What happened was, you know, I didn't like some of the stuff I heard before, where police were, I guess, pushing one of the witnesses supposedly to write something. But then I saw body footage, the body camera footage, where the four people on the scene were like, every one of them, one guy's wearing an Astro shirt, was like, no, it was this green Charger. They didn't know it was Kyron Lacy. They said this green Charger was driving crazy. And I don't know, the video doesn't really, like, it's hard to get context out of that video. Did you think that too? They show him, there's a crash, and then they show him driving. I'm like, I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah.
Not until I heard the body footage.
All I've said about it, and we appreciate it, Biscuit, is there was a horrible situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if the police coerced witnesses,
that's
they should
horrible.
Be punished.
Yep. 100%.
And if it was Kyron's fault, and then, you know, well, he's already paid the price. He's paid the ultimate. I mean, the whole thing is just, I'm not going to from here say, well, this person should have turned this way. You know, you don't know how you're going to react in a moment's notice when a car is coming right at you. Yes, you should have gone to the right, not the left. Went left instead.
You know,
you know what?
Driving back from Tuscaloosa. We're on these long, we're in Mississippi, and these long, just long roads. And this car was trying to pass, and I'm coming, and it's coming to me. And I realize they're trying to pass three cars, and I know, and they're probably maybe a mile away. But when you're both headed at each other, it's about 78 miles an hour. And I knew right away, I'm like, there's not enough room. I literally hit my brakes hard and stop my car in the middle of this, and I looked behind me. There was nothing behind me when I did it, and I had to wait because it would have been a collision. They didn't realize. Oh, I shouldn't do this. I need to go back. I made that same mistake one time, and I veered left when I was 22 years old driving, and I thought I was going to pass everyone on this pass on this country road out in Rosenberg or whatever.
That's a bad feeling when you know.
And I realized, oh crap! And instead of hitting brake, I panicked and I went left into a ditch. I went left into a ditch and I swerved. Well, I went left onto the, you know, the car passed me. I mean, I'm on the left and I went left into this grass and I started sliding and I slid back on the road. I hit the car that was driving the way they were supposed to on the right-hand side in the lane that I was supposed to be in. Then it made my car careen back into a ditch. It smashed head first into the ditch. I hit my head on the glass and the glass broke and I had part of my hair was stuck in there. All because I was...
passing.
I was impatient and I was passing and I did and I panicked and I didn't say, oop, this ain't gonna work, and hit the brakes and got back in line. I was 22 years old. I didn't have enough driving experience on something like that.
Yep. All right. You have some experience with Taqueria Rondas.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience with them. And as a matter of fact, I do want to say they have salchicha. They actually do have that in a breakfast taco if that's what you're looking for. And if you wake up in the morning and say, give me some of that salchicha taco. Hey, give me some of that salchicha. If you hear that in your own mind, in your own brain, you say, you know what? This is telling me to go to Taqueria Surrounds, and I'll go get that. Or maybe you say you want bacon or you want eggs or you want whatever it is for your breakfast tacos. Or maybe you just want a breakfast plate. Their breakfast plates are awesome. They're awesome. You can get a hearty breakfast. Especially if you like to do like I do, eat two meals a day, man, have that big breakfast, wait on lunch, and then have your dinner. And that can be a really good one as well. Give you more time to give you all that energy, give you more time to burn off those calories. But the food is great. It's authentic Mexican food, and it's at a price point that you can really afford without it busting you up. Like a lot of Mexican food's gotten out of control with their price points. Not Taqueria Sarandas. Locations all over the city of Houston. They've got breakfast. They got lunch. They got dinner. They got great margaritas. They got beer waiting for you, and they've got sports on television. It's Taqueria Sarandas.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here, 713-780-377. Josh Pate joining us in less than 20 minutes right here on the show. So let's have a quick one here, or we'll probably have to combine, though. Probably have to combine so that we have a little segment here, combine, and then we'll hit Josh Pate top of the hour. La raza is here. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, ¿qué pedo, fellas? Buenos días.
Bueno.
I want to give a shout out to Taqueria Sarandas for giving Lance the salchicha taco, pero without tortillas.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha without tortillas. This is the last guy I wanted to get his hands on salchicha. Drop is Irv. I hope La Raza's not listening.
That's
what I said. I hope La Raza's that's not so listening.
I heard it all. I heard it all the time. I heard it all the time, gentlemen. I'm always listening everywhere I go. But look, I got two serious questions for y'all, gentlemen. I want, first, the Texans. What game will convince you that they actually have a good chance to actually make it? But maybe the playoffs. Because I know they're 2-3 right now. But what game will say, hey, okay, they have a good fighting chance? We got a couple quarterbacks that are, you know, backups, but whatever. But I know the Seahawks are coming up. That's a prime-time game. And also the Bills on Thursday night. Would those two games convince you if they did win that game? And also, how come we're not talking about one of the greatest dynasty of all time, man? The Las Vegas Aces, bro. They're about to win their third title in 5 years. Man, I put them on top of the greats, man. I put them up there with, like, the Patriots of the 2000s or the Bulls of the 90s, my boy. How come we're talking about these girls, man? Casey Plum left, and they're still about to win their third title, man.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. We should be talking more about the Aces.
Yeah.
We should have more Aces to talk. Dell?
Dell, that's on you. You're the producer.
What
you tell
mean?
Us what to talk about.
Or no, are you going to do, when are you, 10 o'clock? Aces or?
Probably not at 10, but I would say lock in at about.
Second segment.
12:05.
No, that's.
12:05.
Wait, that's
Rich
after
Eisen.
Your show is over.
Yeah.
You think Rich Eisen is going to talk about it?
I'm sure he'll mention it.
I like this. That's like the Chicago Bulls, my boy.
Why are we not talking more Aces?
Three in the last 5 years. Oh, I knew he was not going to say something
have they
real.
Really? Is it really? This is.
That's what they're saying.
That's what the streets are saying.
Yeah. Streets are saying it'd be 3-5. And by streets, I mean Irv.
Are you sure about that, Irv?
Angel
is
Wilson?
That inaccurate?
No, it's probably accurate. I think it is.
No
accurate.
One knows. It's impossible
I
to know.
I think it is
though.
Accurate. And Kelsey Plum left.
Where do we find?
If you just type in Las Vegas Aces, their Wikipedia will come up, and they'll tell you how many titles they've won. They won a title in 22 and 23, so he's correct.
See? He told you what was up, my boy.
Did someone else win it last year then?
Yes.
No one knows that, though.
Yes, someone won it last year.
Who won it? They had a season last year?
Yes. Well, yes, it was Caitlin Clark's rookie season, yes.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes, they had a season. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, who won it? No one knows that. Connecticut, son. Phoenix Mercury.
What? No, they're playing the Phoenix Mercury right now.
Ugh. Liberty. The Liberty one.
That's possible. They were a good team last year.
More than likely. They hit that half-court shot.
Seattle Supersonic.
No, wait, that team doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, any guesses, Lance?
The Liberty beat the Lynx.
Mohegan.
See, I told you.
I told you. I said that could have been correct. They're a good team last year. I said that.
Hey, what about Connecticut's getting their team taken, right? Are they selling it to somebody? Or
I don't know if their team's
Riyadh,
getting taken.
Are they going to Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. Wait, you think
they're going to Saudi Arabia?
I'm assuming the Saudis basketball team there?
The Saudis could easily shut the WNBA completely down.
For what reason?
You know that, right?
Or they
if they just looked at him as easy pickings, like, what are we doing here? If we don't care about losing money, which they don't, they never make money on anything right. they do, why not just go buy, oh, you know what? Here's an easy pickings. All these women are unhappy with their current employment situation and their entire league. Let's just go steal everyone from the WNBA. They could easily do that.
The Saudis have an interest
now, here's
in
the difference.
Women's sports?
Is that tortious interference? Because
I don't know.
I think they have enough money to pay for it if they get sued, the PIF. But in golf, you don't have any kind of – there was no contract for golf, right? For
no, golfers. You're an independent contractor, right?
Yeah. So that's the difference here. But seriously, if they wanted to give Caitlin Clark, hey, Caitlin, we're going to give you $2 million.
To do what?
To come play in this new league. Like just like they did with Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
If you came in and said, we're going to give you $2 million.
I will ask the question again.
Angel, you get $1 million. These women would bolt in a heartbeat to go play.
I will ask the question again. Do the Saudis have any interest in women's sports?
Well, now that's a fair question.
Well, yeah. Is that
something?
Wear different clothing? Maybe.
No, they've actually. No, actually, I read that Riyadh, they've actually. In one particular area, they've loosened a lot of the constraints.
So will all the teams reside in Riyadh then? Or will they be across the country?
Maybe it's like LIV that you play here. It would probably be like LIV. You just play here.
Okay.
And then they just own the league. Like, actually, that's what they should be trying to get their money into. Because I think that league is moving up. Caitlin Clark comes back next year. Paige Beckers is young.
So,
if the Saudis really want to throw their money around and get a cheaper buy, you can buy that a lot cheaper. I'm not sure they're looking for bargain basement deals. Mm. They'll just pay anybody.
So I am looking at Saudi Arabian Women's Basketball League. And as you might imagine, they are wearing covering over everything except for their face. Even while playing – and their head, even while playing basketball. So I'm not sure Caitlin Clark.
For a couple million? I'd do it.
Well, yes, you would. I don't know if the women of the WNBA would.
I'd do a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah. We know.
Not that. Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
You do that for a couple million.
Yeah. No.
You just told us.
Yeah, apparently you do it for free.
Well, off the board.
Lance walking into Taco Diaz.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
But I could do that.
No, senor! No, senor!
And the guy at the
I'm
counter.
I'm so glad you're trying hard now.
And the guy in the counter's like, no.
No, senor. No, senor. Is that a missed goal? Missed shot on goal? Was
no,
it stopped?
It's from
a penalty kick or something?
I think it's, was it the double doink? The Spanish called the double doink where the Bears missed the field
that's
goal?
Right. Oh, that's right. That's right. It was. Yeah. Yep.
No, senor.
Yeah. That's what Lance is getting all across the city when he makes that request.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
No, senor!
Why are you laughing so hard like it's the first time you've heard it, John? Every time you play it, it's like the first time he's ever heard it.
It will never get old. It will never, ever. There was something else that we were playing that was great for that.
I don't remember.
Oh, gosh. We had another one that it didn't matter how many times you played it. This will live on forever.
It's pretty good. Because I did a voice like Papa Saavedra from Blood In, Blood Out, where he goes, give me some of that chon-chon, when he thinks he's going to, hey, give me some of that salchicha. Hey, give me some of that salchicha. Hey, give me some of that.
What are you doing?
Hey, give me.
It's not a remix. It's not a remix.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
I'm surprised.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
If Frank and Chance had been here, there would already be a beat behind it, and it would have turned into a whole song by now.
Easily. It's just nobody here has the, you know, the get up and go. Has
the care.
Like, Dell would love it if it was a song, but he's not going
to
actually
put the time in. Well, I got stuff to do. What am I going to? I got to record you today because we have guys out. I got a show to do. When do I got time to make a song?
Yeah, he ain't got no time for that. He got to get home to watch.
What
are you watching now?
Well, I'm doing the Sopranos rewatch. What else am I watching? Some random stuff on.
The Sopranos just aggravate you. Why do you watch it?
It doesn't aggravate me. It's just
because you hear nothing but racial slurs?
Well, it doesn't aggravate me. It just reminds me that there was a time where things were okay to say, even on TV.
Have you learned new words? Like, I didn't know it until you reminded me.
I didn't know.
Did you learn new slurs?
I didn't know.
From Sopranos?
Yeah. Yesterday, Tony, it was when Meadow first brought the half black, half Jewish kid home.
That was not great for that kid.
And after he did what he did to get him out of there, he talked to Carmella And he said, you know what would have happened if my sister, what my dad would have done to my sister if he brought a butterhead home? I was like, what's a butterhead?
What? What is that? I've never heard that in my life.
Neither had I. And I had to look it up, what a butterhead is.
It was.
I never heard that in my life either.
Did it pop up?
Yeah, it was some type of slur.
You know, that
but
was...
only the only reference was no, the Sopranos saying
it. No, I think you're mispronouncing it.
It wasn't a butterhead. It was something.
No, Burr.
No, he didn't say that.
He didn't?
No, because I typed it in yesterday.
Isn't that somebody who has a buzz cut? A burr?
Or the hair of a, like, black people's hair could be considered that. I don't know, but it was a slur, and I had never heard it. It was
butterhead, like, definition. Red and green butterhead lettuce? Is that it?
Does
he call him a lettuce head?
I never heard that.
It is.
I've never heard it either.
Because if you type in butterhead and Sopranos, it comes up. Tony called Meadows.
Maybe there's something that never had been said, and they just said, let's make up our own slur. We're out of them.
Yeah, and in fact,
by then, they were out of slurs. Like, just make you say something that's funny. I don't know. You want me to call him a butterhead? I can call him a butterhead.
Yeah, I remember. It was season 3, episode 2. People have referenced it because they had never heard it before.
Yeah.
Like, what
they
is
made
that?
Up their own slur. Yeah. That's what it was. They ran out of slurs.
And they just said, you know what?
Butterhead? The Sopranos. This is on Reddit. Literally. This is it. What kind of slur is this? Why are black people butterheads? This is literally on Reddit, Del.
I never even heard of this.
At some point, they're all made up.
Right?
Yeah,
This was used during World War II to refer to the Japanese. Tony may have confused it from something he heard on the History Channel.
He does talk
Word
about
Word of the
it.
Rise, remember Pearl Harbor. So why were the Japanese called that? No one knows.
I don't know. But he called it. I saw that kid. I was like, ooh, this is not going to be good when Tony comes down the stairs. And it wasn't.
See, the actual slang Tony meant to use was biscuit head, but he merged it with cocoa butter, which is a reference to
Just guessing. They don't know why they used it.
Yeah, they don't know this.
No, they have no idea. I never heard that before. But it's not a bad... At some point, you got to make up slurs.
I guess so.
You got to come from somewhere.
I guess Tony...
They had to have some
origin.
This
guy said thought he said burr head,
too. He didn't say it. He said... Even the subtitles said butterhead.
It did?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Well, the subtitles get stuff wrong.
God bless.
He goes, if my sister ever brought an effing butterhead home, you know what my dad would have done? I was like,
doing what my dad would have done?
You know what my dad... What?
All right, let's break. Josh Pate on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we got to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. Robin is coming in next week. As a matter of fact, we set it up. We're gonna record some new stuff. But I love every time. She's so energetic. She's so great. She loves her job. She's been an expert in this for years. All of them. You know, they started Houston Powder Coaters and they actually grabbed talented people from the business at other places. And Houston Powder Coaters could become the biggest and the best. The 5-star Google reviews, they know what they're doing. It is incredible, incredible what they do and how well they do it, how complicated, how detailed it is, how persnickety they are, that everything is perfect, that everything comes out. And they've got the biggest oven. I don't know if you heard. If you've got a trailer that's rusting out, that is not doesn't look great, and you want it to look great, well, they can do that. They've got the biggest ovens in the Southwest. So you're looking for the best way to powder coat whatever metal it is that you have. Even if it's brand new, you want to powder coat it so it lasts. I'm not saying forever, but a dang long time. You're looking for that. There's one place to go. It's Houston Powder Coaters. Free pickup and delivery every time at Houston Powder Coaters. You need something powder coated. There's one place to go. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.